In Afghanistan, the tiny sand fly is causing big problems. The fly feeds on human blood and can transmit a parasite that causes the disease leishmaniasis. At least 250,000 Afghans have the disease. It's not fatal, but those who are infected develop a painful and disfiguring scar. NPR's Guy Raz visited the main treatment center in Kabul and sent this report.
It's 7 a.m. Saturday morning, and more than 500 men, women, and children crowd the courtyard in front of the Khai Khana Clinic, clamoring to get what might be called the golden ticket, a chance to get inside. Despite the huge crowd of women in burqas, screeching babies, and frail men back from the refugee camps, the clinic can only accommodate 30 patients a day. Half the slots for men, half for women. One of the doctor's assistants starts to call out the names of the lucky patients who'll be treated today. Abdul Khader, recently back from a refugee camp in Pakistan, stands droopy-eyed outside the front door this morning. The festering purple sore on his lip has now grown to the size of a ripe cherry tomato.
I was bitten at least a year ago, but I don't remember it. The past 4 weeks I've been coming here to get treatment, but so far there's been no improvement.
Abdul says the purple bulb hanging off his lip prevents him from eating solid food. According to a Dutch humanitarian group based in Kabul, leishmaniasis has grown to epidemic proportions in Afghanistan. The years of warfare and devastation have created fertile ground for the sandfly. Raw sewage, rubbish, and recently damp conditions all offer the sandfly a veritable incubation ward. Afghans call the disease Saldana, or one-year scab. Once bitten, it can take up to a year before the wound heals, leaving a scaly, large, and disfiguring scar. Women with leishmaniasis scars on their faces are often shunned by their families. The World Health Organization conducted a poll here last month that suggested many women with the disease find it difficult to get married. If treated within 4 months of infection, the leishmaniasis scar can be eliminated. But most Afghans have neither the means nor the access to find rapid treatment. Inside the clinic, Dr. Abdul Samin Azari prepares a fresh syringe filled with the antidote, sodium stibogluconate.
That is good, but it is a little painful for patients.
And 4-year-old Hassan knows the pain pretty well. The treatment is often injected directly into the wound. Dr. Nazari, puffing a Korean cigarette, throws the used syringe into a metal dish and refills the next needle. He wipes sweat from his forehead. Only 29 patients to go today. Guy Raz, NPR News, Kabul.